The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and go home'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, if you were paralyzed, if you were in a wheelchair, and being in a wheelchair, it was hard to use the bathroom. It was difficult to take a shower. At public gatherings, people would walk by and hardly notice you. And you heard that there was a man with miraculous gifts coming to town, and you were able to meet him. And you could ask him to set you free, to cure you, to heal you. What would you more want to hear from that person? "Your sins are forgiven you," or "Rise, you're healed, you'll never have to be in a wheelchair ever again"? I think most people would say, "Gosh, I would want to walk. I could be set free from this wheelchair. I'd never have to sit in that thing ever again." What did this man, what meant more to him? To have his sins forgiven or to be able to walk? You know, it's really interesting. We don't hear clearly in the Bible, but what's surprising is he just picked up his mat and he walked away and he left. You know, you think if you'd been in a wheelchair, if you'd been handicapped for years and someone allowed you to walk again, you'd be jumping up and down like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Thank you." You'd hug the person. You'd be at their knees. Why doesn't this man do any of that? It seems like the interior healing meant more to him than even being able to walk. And so he just left quietly. Students, it is always the greater gift to have spiritual healing than even physical healing. But oftentimes we overlook that because our eternal life, our spiritual soul, is more important even than our physical body. I got a phone call three nights ago, late at night. Actually, got a text message late at night a few nights ago. And they said, it was a parishioner, and said, "Father, can you please come to the hospital right away? My sibling is unconscious and in the ICU, in the emergency department of the hospital. We don't know what's happened." And so I went over to Kaiser on Morse Avenue. And this person was totally unconscious, all these wires hooked up to them. And I was talking to the family, and the family said, we don't know what happened. All of a sudden, they just passed out, and here we are. And the doctors say they don't know if our sister is going to live. And so I did two things. I said two prayers. First, I anointed this individual, this woman, with holy oil and asked God to heal her. Asked God, if a miracle was necessary, bring her back to life. And then secondly, I said, "Lord, if you're going to take her from this life, I ask you to set her free from any sins. allow your Holy Spirit to work deep in her heart. And I said the words that I say at the end of every confession. May God forgive you of all your sins. I was surprised. You know what meant more to the family? You know when they broke down crying? When I forgave this woman her sins. Because they thought, you know what, even if God does not allow her to live longer on earth, she's going to live forever in heaven. Students, I close with this. So what if a person is not paralyzed and doesn't have to worry about whether they have their sins forgiven or they're healed? A number of years ago, my dad went on a pilgrimage. He had a major conversion. And he came back and he discovered our Catholic faith is the most incredible gift. And so he wanted to tell everybody. Well, I had this uncle of mine named Joe. And Joe's a police officer and he's a tough guy. Now Joe, at the age of 50 years old, his body was perfectly chiseled. Right? He would work out every single day. If he took his shirt off, you would see all of his muscles. Right? He's bulging with muscles. He would oftentimes call me and say, "Hey, guess how much weight I lifted this morning? Right? Guess how many miles I ran?" You know, this physical specimen. My dad comes home and he's telling Joe, who's a Catholic, "Gosh, Joe, our faith, you know, if you go to daily mass, if you pray the rosary, all the graces that are given." And Joe would kind of laugh at him. Yeah, Dave, that's great for you. You know, I'm so happy for you. You know, that's wonderful. And one time Joe said to him, "Dave, I wish I had all the time in my life that you obviously have in yours. And then I would go to daily mass too." And my dad looked at him. And he knew that Joe worked out at least 2 hours every day. And he said, "Joe, you know what? Maybe if your eternal soul meant as much to you as your physical body, you would go to daily mass." And Joe was shocked. He had never thought about it before. What means more to me, going to heaven or being healthy in this life? Now, of course, we want both. But what is first? The health of our eternal soul. Joe started going to Mass the next morning. And he's continued now for the last 15 years. Students, may we always keep first what is truly first. The well-being of our soul, which overflows normally and leads us to the health also of our bodies.